Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a thought about happiness and how to earn it, but I'm going to have to go way out on a limb and then circle back around for it to make sense. I realize that what I'm about to say will sound like the beginning of a very boring phone call with your mom, but bear with me. About 2 weeks ago, I switched to a low-carb diet. I didn't do so for weight reasons or for health reasons. I did it because I wanted to do a specific yoga position, which requires an intense amount of focus and ability, lest I pop my kneecap out of its socket and lose my ability to walk. It's called a lifted dancer, which sounds much more pleasant than it feels. Think of a ballerina standing on her toes while trying to scratch the back of her head with her other foot. Simply put, it's basically the best way to end up in a cast for 6 months. I've been trying to do it for months now, and after no luck, I decided to go on some forums, and I came across a yogi forum which said that cut out all starchy carbs. So I followed that advice in order to do a random yoga pose that no one would ever see besides me and the people who can see inside of my apartment from the parking lot across the street. Point being is, why? Why deny myself delicious carbs for weeks? Why practice walking on my toes for hours in a desperate and obsessed manner so that I might be able to one day touch the back of my head with my foot while standing on my toes? Because human beings need goals. Small, silly, specific, highly personal goals, which are only for their own enjoyment. We talk so much about mental health and wellness, but rarely are we given the outline for how to manifest that wellness. My tip: set a simple, silly, specific, highly personal goal and become quietly obsessed with it. I can't tell you what the outcome will be, but what I can tell you is that the pursuit of that goal will be much more rewarding than any bowl of pasta or any sushi binge. The secret to happiness is this equation: a small goal which promotes a deep obsession. And as someone who just touched the back of his head with his toes, I can tell you that it's highly worth it.